This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
Welcome into a new episode of the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast. I'm Dom Savino. Today we get the chance to preview another fall team, and it's one of the teams that made last year a pretty memorable one on the banks. I'm talking about Rutgers field hockey. You probably remember that historic season. If not, here's a quick refresher. The university's first ever Big Ten tournament title, the program's first ever number one national ranking, and enough program records to last a decade, let alone one season. Now this year's team will look different. After all, last year's team had so many seniors, they needed two senior days just to honor them all. And with a lot of graduations comes a lot of newcomers, hailing from right down Route 18 to right outside Amsterdam, and not the New Jersey Amsterdam. But while their names may not be as familiar to fans, at least not yet, there is still a lot of excitement inside this program about this team and what it can achieve. And for more on that, let's chat with the 11th year head coach of Rutgers field hockey, Meredith Civico. Last year, Rutgers field hockey won the university's first ever Big Ten tournament title. How have things in the offseason been in the world of Rutgers field hockey?
I mean, last season was just, it was incredible. We had an incredible group of players, an incredible staff, and, you know, I think we worked very hard for a long time to win that championship. You know, it wasn't just last season. It was really the four previous seasons as well, building toward that. So I think the program just, we felt this massive sense of accomplishment. You know, we worked so hard, we sacrificed so much, and I think we're very proud of where Rutgers field hockey is. And we have a saying in our program, leave the jersey better than you found it, which means, you know, obviously your own jersey, but the program as well. So I think it was just an incredible year. The team is really excited to get started this season. We're obviously a new group. We lost 11 players, but I think you really walk into the locker room and you just still feel that culture and that desire to be great in everything we do. So I'm really excited about this season and really looking to take the momentum of last season into this year with this group.
You know, when you come off such a high like last year, building now into a new season, was anything different in the offseason? Anything change for you as a coach or for the program as a whole?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that, you know, are just new and different. I think the group of players we have now, we met very early in the spring, and obviously we had a lot of players leave the program and graduate, and we had to kind of start again when it came to the leadership on the field. And I think the group of upperclassmen with the program now, right away, you know, almost immediately, I'd say in January, we got together, we met, and they were just really excited. And obviously the success of last year, and we had great leadership, but I think they were really excited to kind of leave their own mark and get started, and they wanted to continue what we built. So I think it was a new group of leaders, a new group of players really stepping up and stepping into some roles that players who left the program maybe filled prior. But I think that was really cool. And we spent a lot of time in the off season together as a group. We had breakfast every Friday morning. The leadership group would meet, and it was just an opportunity to talk about the team, but also really get to know each other and build relationships with the coaching staff, which I think is something about Rutgers field hockey that's really special. We're a family, and that chemistry on and off the field is what allows us to have success here.
One more question looking back before we look forward on this team. You know, it's funny, this is going to be your 11th year as head coach, and I think about where the program was when you took over, Big East, just trying to make it in the Big East. Last year, the Big Ten was undoubtedly the best conference in the sport, and you won the conference tournament, and you were the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Did you get a chance to savor all of that and what that decade was like?
Honestly, no. And I think that's a little bit of my nature. Like, I just am always wanting to do better and always, you know, thinking about, you know, kind of what's next. And I think even now in kind of the preseason, reflecting on what we've been able to build here at Rutgers, it's just, I've had a few moments where I'm just like, wow, this is, I'm just so proud. You know, losing all these players, you know, and a lot of people like, you know, a lot of players have left Rutgers, but still walking into the locker room and you still feel that, just that feeling, and you know when you walk in there that this group is hungry and they want to succeed and they want to win and they want to do all the little things it takes. So I think, you know, and I compare walking in the locker room, you know, of Rutgers field hockey maybe 11 years ago, it's very different, you know, when you walk into it now. So it's incredible. I'm so proud, but I'm still, you know, always thinking like, what's next? And every season is a new season and a fresh start, and we've got to do the little things, continue to do them well every single day and focus on the process. But I'm very proud of Rutgers field hockey and Rutgers athletics as a whole.
All right, now we can turn our attention to Rutgers field hockey fall 2022. As you mentioned, there are a bunch of new faces on this team. You graduated several seniors from last year's squad. What do you make of this year's group?
It's just really, it's really exciting, I think, to have so many newcomers on the team. And the first week of preseason, it was just really, every day was like a pleasant surprise, you know, and you don't really have, you try not to have any expectations and you want to see where the squad is. And I think I've just been so impressed with all of the new players. You know, we've got four New Jersey girls who've played some club hockey with us here at Rutgers, which has been amazing. And they kind of seamlessly came into the program, which is really nice. And then we've got a group of newcomers, you know, international players who have also come in and just really fit so nicely into the team. So it's been fun. And I think every day we're just, you know, pleasantly surprised with how the group is progressing.
Well, you graduated seven starters, and one of those was your goalkeeper, Gianna Glatz, who was a four-year starter and All-American. Your goalkeeper this year will be Sophia Howard, who we saw play a bunch last year, got some time. She's a sophomore. What can she do? And I know they had a close relationship, but what do you make of Sophia Howard in goal this year?
We have so much confidence in Sophia, and obviously she's been with Gianna, and Maddie's worked with Sophia for the past really 3 years. So it's just, we have a lot of confidence in her as a goalkeeper and as a leader on the team. And she's has this amazing, just calming presence on the field, you know, where she just instructs really well. Really, she's simple and she's just in charge, you know. And I think it's going to be exciting to see her really put her staple, so to speak, kind of on the team. You know, it's obviously Gianna was such a dominant player and leader, and everybody knows who she is. And I think Soph has her own style, and she's really excited about kind of making her mark on Rutgers field hockey. But I think she's has great experience. She's a great leader. So I'm excited to see her this season.
You know, last year she started a couple of games earlier in the year when Gianna was playing internationally. You would get Sophia into games later on if you had a big lead, things like that. From what you've seen of her in the offseason, do you think those experiences help now that she's the full-time starter?
Absolutely. You know, I think she played when Gianna wasn't here in the beginning of the season. You know, she played against Duke and she played against Richmond, and she's been a player who comes in and the staff is just super confident, even last season. I mean, if Gianna was just an amazing keeper, and I think Soph has had such valuable experiences behind Gianna, you know, and I think it's only going to make her better. She's learned a lot watching Gianna as well, just situations G was in, you know, some of those pressure situations during the season where I think Soph having that experience behind her is only going to help Soph as well.
Some other names that Rutgers fans may be familiar with are the three freshmen who started last year and return and figure to be key players this year. Lucy Bannatyne was your number two scorer last year. Guillermina Casarano started basically every game. Iris Langayans started in the back. As a group or individually, what role will they play?
I think that that group really came in and immediately made an impact on the field and off the field as well. You know, I think Gija has been playing a lot in the center of the field for us. She's creative. She can attack. She understands the game and how we want to play, you know, and I think she's just been such a consistent player for us. Lucy's such a fun player. She has the ability to play in the midfield as well as the forward line, and that'll be something we look at potentially this season. She's creative. She has speed. She can score. And then Iris, obviously, just she's plays with such energy. She likes to go forward. She creates a lot for us on the attack side of things. And then she's also just an absolutely ruthless defender. So really excited about those three. They've had a lot of growth, I think, in this spring season, each of them. And I think they'll be a big part of leading the squad on the field this season.
Now let's get to the newcomers. And there are 8 new additions to this year's team, 7 freshmen and 1 transfer. Of the newbies, who can Rutgers fans expect to see contribute at some point this year?
Honestly, they're all playing really well this preseason. You know, like I mentioned, we have 4 kind of New Jersey products in Erica Babbitts, who's a goalkeeper, who's really playing well. You know, I think being in this environment is just going to push her game to the next level, you know, and she's really been pushing Soph, and those two have been training really well together. Dani Ginville, a New Jersey native as well, she's from South Jersey, just super physical. She's fast. She's willing to do whatever she can for the team, so she's been really fun. Olivia Weir, also a New Jersey product. She's actually originally from South Africa. She was born there, grew up playing hockey in South Africa, and then moved to the Princeton area with her family for high school. And she's just a really creative, fun player who's impressed us a lot during the preseason. Natalie Arnold, she's from East Brunswick, just such a great addition to the program. She's just, you can see her, she's a sponge, she's learning, she's a back, you know, with a lot of potential. Marieke Jadonet is a grad transfer from the Netherlands, just very composed, she's smart, she's a goal scorer. I think she's really impressed us these last couple days. I think she'll be able to create a lot for us. Indy Van Eck, she's placed through the midfield and forward line, really creative, fun player. So I'm excited to watch her as well. Puck Winter, who was actually able to join us in the spring, she's been really playing in the backfield for us. She's got power, she's a great defender, but she also has the ability to really break lines and attack out of the back. So she's a fun player as well. And Vicky Jor, she's from Argentina, midfielder. She's a fun player as well. Technically, just really nice on the ball, creative. It's been fun having her in the mix as well. So all of the new players on the team, I think, we're really excited about. Everybody's playing well and adding something to the team. So it's been really fun to see that group integrate into the team during preseason.
We know that they're going to make a big impact. I have to ask you, though, because you mentioned some of the international players. 3 of the players you add are from the Netherlands. You've got 4 total on the team. How did that pipeline get built from a European nation to Piscataway, New Jersey?
You know, it's funny with our international recruiting, and we had Iris join our squad last season, and then Puck, she played hockey with Iris back in the Netherlands at a club called Stixa, and they just had, Iris had the best time last season and kind of brought Puck along, and Puck had the best time in the spring, and they ended up bringing Indy along. And Marieke and I actually got to know each other because she was working for a Dutch recruiting company, actually sending athletes over to the U.S. So she was interning with them and working for that company. And we got connected, and she said, hey, I want to come do my grad school at Rutgers. And Marieke's just a fantastic person and a fantastic player. So it's funny how we kind of had one that ended up having a connection. And it's the same with our the players from New Zealand. So we had a player last year, Taylor Parks, who scored the game winner in the Big Ten tournament against Michigan, who brought Sophia Howard, who brought Lucy Bannatyne. Rachel Houston came because we had Katie Larmore and Carrie Burns. So it's just really cool the way that Rutgers field hockey just recruits itself. So one player has an amazing experience and ends up bringing friends who they also know will really fit within our culture and our team and our playing style. So it's really cool.
It's like word of mouth mm-hmm. promoting your program.
Absolutely. Word of mouth. And again, it's, I think it just speaks to the experience that our players have at Rutgers. You know, the players who play at Rutgers, they love it. They have an incredible time, you know, academically, with the hockey, socially. It's just, I think the environment recruits itself, which is really cool.
We'll get to see all of those returners and newcomers in less than 1 week. Rutgers field hockey opens its season with a tournament. They'll play at home, and they're going to host Duke Friday the 26th. It's the battle on the banks, Rutgers, Duke, and St. Joe's in a little 3-day weekend tournament. How did that get started? That's a new thing for you guys, right?
Yeah, we played Duke actually down at Duke last season. And, you know, we anytime the Big Ten and ACC get to play, it's just really exciting. So they're returning that trip up here. And we got St. Joe's to come in as well and made it just a 3-team tournament. St. Joe's is always just an amazing regional rival. And I think it's, you know, three teams that are just going to push each other. And I think we want to always open up and see where we are. And I think I always like to schedule, you know, in a way that challenges us. And I think it's just going to be really exciting to have three amazing teams right here in Jersey. Our marketing team's done an amazing job promoting it. So we've got tank tops and all kinds of fun stuff going on at that game, all three games actually. So we want to get a big local crowd out and have a good time as well.
Well, when you talk about schedule, you have to mention the conference itself too, because the Big Ten, as I mentioned last year, was the best conference in the sport. Big Ten had 5 of the 8 Elite Eight teams, including the national champion Northwestern. What do you make of the Big Ten this year?
I expect, you know, no less. I think the Big Ten is just the absolute, you know, best conference right now in college field hockey across the board. I think it's just every team is so competitive, you know, and I think the fact that we had 5 teams making the NCAA and 2 teams, you know, obviously making it to the Final Four, it's just an incredible conference. So, you know, we've got a pretty challenging slate, but, you know it's going to be competitive, and everybody, you know, lost some players last year, and teams will be different. So, I mean, we're just looking forward to starting that conference play.
You know, I always like to end these podcasts by asking coaches what their message is to Rutgers fans before their season starts. But before that, I've got to ask you about the addition of all the fans that may have just jumped on the Rutgers field hockey bandwagon after winning the conference last year. What's that been like for you as the head coach? Have you heard from people who may be 9-month fans or 1-year fans of the team?
Yeah, I think it was so cool. Obviously, winning the tournament at home and to have so many Rutgers fans at the game, I'm pretty sure we broke the Big Ten attendance record for the final. So it was just so special. And I spoke recently with our athletic director, Pat Hobbs, and he was just saying, like, so many people were talking to him about the field hockey team, you know, just people that didn't really follow field hockey or know about field hockey were at games and following and watching on TV. So it was really cool to have just, I think, more fans. And, you know, we have kind of some of these events at Rutgers with some of our donors and just people who are just really excited about field hockey. So it's awesome. You know, I think field hockey is a great sport and maybe not a lot of people know about it, but it's exciting that now we've got a lot more fans and a lot more people following Rutgers field hockey.
Well, whether they've been fans for a couple of decades or since you won the Big Ten tournament in November, what is your message to Rutgers Nation about this team this year?
Come out and support us. Rutgers field hockey, the team, the fans, the staff here at Rutgers, it's just such a family. And come out to Bauer. We feed off the energy. I think we love playing at home. The team just really, it's a special atmosphere. So come out, opening weekend, August 26th, watch us take on Duke. Be there. There's always fun events going on, always giveaways. So just come out and support and be as loud as you can.
All right, you've got the directive less than 1 week away from the start of a new Rutgers field hockey season, and good to spend some time chatting with their head coach, Meredith Civico. Meredith, thanks for your time. Best of luck this season.
Thank you so much, Tom.
So hopefully those new names are a little bit more familiar to you now, and hopefully we'll see you at Bauer for field hockey's first Battle on the Banks. Until next time, I'm Dom Savino. Thanks for listening to the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast.